until 8.
This is Sports Today
on 882 6PR.
VSLoans.com.au. Brad and Carl with you tonight. Back to your calls and SMSs shortly. Don't forget Wednesday Wine after the 7 o'clock news. But before we do that, this man has been a superstar of Australian sport for a long, long time. He's the latest Australian captain when it comes to the Davis Cup. G'day, Leighton Hewitt.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Very good. And congratulations. Good. Firstly, good. Did you ever think as a young boy, one, that you'd have such an illustrious tennis career, and two, end up captaining Australia as a Davis Cup captain?
No, not at all. Well, yeah, for sure you dream of, obviously, potentially actually wearing the green and gold as a young kid and growing up and watching Pat Cash win Davis Cup titles for us. And, yeah, I always dreamt of one day getting a gold jacket, but, you know, I was fortunate to get thrown in as a 17, 18-year-old under the watchful eye of John Newcomb and Tony Roach, and they really instilled into me what it means to actually play Davis Cup and especially for Australia.
Now, mate, it's been a long and successful career for you. When does it end? How much longer do you go for?
Yeah, well, I'm coming over to Perth, actually, to play the Hotman Cup. So, yeah, I haven't been back there for a couple of years. I haven't played in the new arena over there either. So that's something I'm really looking forward to. And then I'll finish up at the Australian Open a couple of weeks after the Hotman Cup. So I'm really looking forward to January. It's one of my favourite times of the year. So me personally, as a player, it's going to be a pretty emotional month. But obviously I've got one eye as well on all the other Aussie boys and trying to get the best out of them across the Australian summer.
Have you always had one eye on stepping into some other sphere of tennis?
More so the last couple of years. I think, when you're concentrating mainly on your playing careers, it's probably the last thing you think about, that, you know, as soon as you hang up the bats, that you're going to still travel around the world and obviously you'll be around tennis courts and airports and that kind of thing. But, for me, the Davis Cup is such a high priority, and I think with the team that we've got at the moment, we do have an opportunity for these guys to grow in the next 5-10 years, and I think I can be a big part of that. I've obviously been through a lot of the experiences that these guys are going through now, and it's about player management in a lot of ways, I think, and sitting out in the court trying to help them get through, you know, some tough situations out there. And Davis Cup is totally different to playing for yourself out there week in and week out, because, you know, you look over to the bench and you got your captain, your coach, your teammates, and then you got the whole of the nation on your shoulders as well. So it is a different situation, but I think these boys, they play pretty well in big atmospheres.
Now, you're a feisty little mongrel when you started out, going back to your younger days. That's how I saw you.
You're talking.
That's it. Yeah, I know. I can associate to a bloke like you. Yeah. Now you can probably relate a little bit to, say, what Nick Kyrgios is going through at the moment. He's finding out the hard way, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He's had a pretty rough time, especially off the court, in the last, 6 to 8 months. And, there's a lot of negativity that has surrounded him, and it's basically following him wherever he goes at the moment. So he's got to start, learning to deal with that, because he's in the spotlight and it's not going to change, And if he wants to become a Grand Slam champion and try and get to, world number one, then he's going to be even under more scrutiny week in and week out. So, the guy has such a potential, though, to be a great leader in this country of our sport. He brings a lot of different people with his image to the game, which is a great thing. So it's about, not crossing that line, though, and obviously he's made some mistakes, but, I really get along well with Nick. So I think, I can have a really good relationship with him moving forward.
Leighton, is it too intrusive, some of the microphones on court and things like that,
Well, times have changed. Obviously, you could be playing nearly on any court now, and there are microphones, and every court is available, obviously, online with live streaming and stuff as well. Where back in the day, when I first started, it was pretty much just centre court. You'd not even get it all week on the smaller tournaments. It would only be the semis and finals. Sometimes it was telecast. So nowadays, with social media and everything that comes along with it, you've got to be prepared for that, and you've got to try and use it as a positive as much as anything.
Now, as Davis Cup captain, it's a fairly tough first-up assignment, mate, against the US.
Yeah, it is. Something I look forward to. I do a bit of commentary with Jim Courier, and he's actually the captain of the US team. So there'll be a bit of friendly banter during the Aussie Open commentary box. But they've got a tough team. They've obviously led by John Isner, Jack Sock, Sam Querrey. So they've got some options in the singles. And then they've obviously got the Bryan brothers in the doubles as well. So, yeah, for me now, it's to sit down with the other coaching staff and also the players and try and work out the best surface to take these guys on.
Mate, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm paraphrasing. I saw your stand-up interview yesterday, and you were sort of saying that some of these guys are enormously talented and, you know, got to the top 20, 25 in the world relatively quickly or easily?
Yeah, absolutely. I still think there's massive room for improvement with these guys. I would have loved to have some of their firepower that they have out on the court. And I think some of my biggest strengths that helped me get to, you know, win Grand Slams, number one in the world, I think if they can take a few of those little things and put them into their game, then, you know, the sky is the limit with some of these guys. So, you know, obviously it's going to be a lot of fun watching these guys develop over the next 5 years or so. But if they go in the right path, then, you know, there is a big upside.
With the coaching that you're able to do courtside in the Davis Cup, and you see, obviously, in the normal form of the game, which you've been part of for so long now, that you don't have that element, how different is it and how important is that part of it in Davis Cup tennis?
Yeah, it is. It is really important. But it's about sort of knowing your players more than anything and how they respond and what they respond to. So a lot of it is actual player management, I think, and knowing the situation that they're going through and how they deal with pressure. Because, you know, during Davis Cup matches, when you're out there, there's going to be pressure. Over five sets in five big different matches, there's going to be certain areas, even if you're playing lower-ranked guys, where you're going to get pushed. And you know, you've got to find a way of getting out of that. And, you know, for me, the last couple of years, I've been able to actually play alongside these guys. So I've sort of seen how they respond to certain things, and I'm hoping that, you know, that experience for me will help me moving forward.
Leighton, with the captain slash coaching on the sidelines, do you think it'll come? I mean, I know it's an old chestnut, but do you think it'll come for Grand Slams, where, you know, where players can have their coaches? Because for instance, if Kyrgios was going to blow up and you were sitting side courtside and you were able to relate to him, surely that would help.
Yeah, I don't think it will ever come into Grand Slams. Well, not in my lifetime, I don't think, anyway. You know, tennis is a very individual sport, and obviously one of the great things about our sport is it's a one-on-one battle out there, and you have to work out for yourself how to beat certain opponents. But that said, I love, obviously, the team competition. I've grown up from an AFL background as well, and that's something that I miss about playing tennis. So, you know, for me, the Davis Cup's special because you come into that team environment. But I think tennis in general, it is a very individual sport.
Is it too late for you to be rookie listed at the Adelaide Crows?
yeah, probably, just.
How long did it take for Dad to accept that you were going to be good with the tennis racket?
I don't know. You know, it was. I sort of started getting coaching when I was about 6 years old. I started having one-on-one lessons, but AFL football was always my passion. It's what I wanted to play. I preferred going to football training instead of tennis, and that's probably because it was in a team environment as well. But it wasn't until I was around 13, 14 years old that I, you know, started winning some serious junior tennis tournaments overseas. And that's when I had to make the tough decision for me to follow tennis. And, you know, it's obviously paid off.
Post the Australian 2016 Australian Open, and you look back, not rue or regret, do you get frustrated that you weren't able to achieve something in the world of tennis, or you're pretty happy with your lot?
No, I'm very happy. Yeah, obviously, as a kid growing up, you know, you dream of possibly winning a Davis Cup one day, you know, winning a Grand Slam, it doesn't matter which one it is, and obviously trying to get to the pinnacle of the game and get to world number one. And, you know, I was very fortunate to be able to do all three of those things. So, it was all about getting the most out of myself. And, you know, I never left any stone unturned. I absolutely give them 100% out there in every practice session, every match. You know, I feel like I have been the ultimate professional. And, you know, I don't have any regrets.
Well, good on you, mate. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on your appointment. And we'll look forward to seeing you in Perth for the Hopman Cup.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, boys.
Great.